Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 1, 39 to 45. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 1, verse 39 to 45. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zachariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." My theme for reflection is when joy leaps before it is explained. When joy leaps before it is explained. If faith were always neat and predictable, Mary might have sent Elizabeth a carefully worded letter instead of rushing uphill while newly pregnant and full of questions. But Luke tells us she hurried. God's work rarely waits for everything to make sense first. In Luke 1, 39 to 45, we meet a problem as old as humanity itself. How do we recognize God's work when it arrives in fragile, socially risky, and unexpected forms? Mary carries a promise that could easily become a scandal. Elizabeth has lived long enough to know the ache of disgrace. Both women inhabit the margins of honor, and yet God chooses this meeting place to announce the dawn of salvation. Before any explanation is offered, something extraordinary happens. John leaps in Elizabeth's womb. The Spirit speaks before theology is fully formed. God does not wait for credentials, titles, or public approval. God acts through bodies, joy, and recognition that rises from deep within. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, becomes a prophet. She names what cannot yet be seen. Mary is pregnant, and the child she carries is my Lord. In a world where women's voices were often discounted, God entrusts revelation to conversation, hospitality, and mutual recognition. Elizabeth's response resolves the problem Mary might have faced or might have feared most: shame. Instead of suspicion, Elizabeth offers blessing. Instead of judgment, she offers joy. She does not ask for proof, as Zachariah did. She listens for resonance. Faith here is not blind acceptance, but deep attentiveness to God's surprising movement. Mary's greatness lies not first in her role, but in her trust. "Blessed is she who believed," Elizabeth proclaims. The blessing of Macaria, the joy Jesus would later name in the Beatitudes, rests on belief that God keeps promises even when the cost is unclear. This moment echoes an older song of reversal, Hannah's prayer in 1 Samuel 2, where the barren woman rejoices that God raises up the poor from the dust and overturns settled hierarchies. The God who lifted Hannah now lifts Mary. The God who silenced the proud now amplifies the lowly. Luke's gospel insists that salvation begins not in palaces, but in kitchens, wombs, and widespread conversations of trust. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "God is not ashamed of the lowliness of human beings. God marches right in." That is precisely what we see here. God enters history through vulnerable lives, through women who know disgrace and joy, through faith that dares to say yes before outcomes are guaranteed. For Christian people today, this text presses close to our own lives. We live in a world quick to label, exclude, and shame. Like Mary, many carry hopes that seem fragile or misunderstood. Like Elizabeth, we are invited to decide how we will respond when God shows up through unexpected people. Will we demand explanations first, or will we make room for joy to leap ahead of certainty? The church is called to be an Elizabeth-shaped community, one that recognizes God's work early, blesses generously, and honors faith wherever it appears. When we welcome those the world hesitates to trust, we participate in God's great reversal. When we listen carefully to voices from the margins, we may discover that God has already arrived. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might God be at work today through people or situations you are tempted to dismiss or misunderstand? Number two, what will it look like for you to trust God's promise before you have all the answers? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, intentionally affirm someone who is often overlooked or quietly faithful. Speak a word of blessing that names the good you see God doing in them. Faithful God, you come to us in surprising ways through unlikely people and fragile beginnings. Give us the grace to recognize your presence before we fully understand it. Free us from fear and judgment, and teach us to bless where others might shame. Make us a community of joy, attentiveness, and welcome, that your saving work may be known among us. We pray this in hope, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.